Light me some brake light. Diesel. I'm going to have a look. Looking down his phone. Brake light. Look at that, she's filming. It's out there, it's out there. That was good, that. There's, right? You see that stalker, the way she was holding the phone? It looks like she's showing someone else, right? Like the handlers, you know, perfectly. Yeah, take a look. You can't make this shit up, right? Hanging. Road works down up ahead. Yeah, missing arm. You can see out there the right one on my side, timing it. Big chance of handlers driving that. Need mechanics, right? Remember when they used these guys? And I had a police car parked right here when I went on Google Maps. I'll go park over here. There are no stalkers in their cars next to me. Not. Alright, so this is Brunswick, and you can see when parking, no stalkers in their cars. And like I always say, the tactics will always change. So when heading back to my car, that's what I'm going to show you now. You're going to get a cement truck parked behind the target. So you can see how they're going to be close to the target when heading back to the car to let the target know he's on watch. And then I'm going to show you the next location. Just going to show you me parking. No point showing you me heading back to the car. And I'll explain a bit more about that in the next clip. So yeah, keep watching and show you now me heading back to the car. And you can see a cement truck parked behind the target. Keep watching. All right, so I was in there for around half an hour. Something like that. Stalkers. There you go. Cement truck. There you go. Cement truck. All right, guys. All right. Getting onto that. Oh, that's a thing on the ground. There it is. And like I said, you can see the cement truck parked behind the target, and soon you're going to see him stretching. So yeah, keep watching. Now I'm going to show you the next location, Kilo Down Shopping Center. And you know, every time I'm at that location where I always park, and you're going to see a stalker in the car. But you get to see also how they set up number plates. 999, and just got to flip them over, right? 666. So you can see how they let the target know when the target parks. So you keep watching and show you me heading to Kilo Down Shopping Center. Keep watching. Thank you. Downs. Yeah, well, it's just come back from Brunswick. They used the construction workers, the cement truck as a stock here in the wet, white car. There's no one in the number plate, right? Yeah, so there's a stalker in the car here. And you see the number plates? You know that's where I always park. 999, just flip them over. You can see how just they're prepared, right? And as you can see, stalker prepared in the car waiting for the target to arrive. And you can see the number plate, 999. Just got to flip them over, 666, right? And they know where I always park. And if you've been watching my work in the last few years, you know where I always park when I'm at this location. And you can see how they've got the car set up with the number plates, right? And I also showed you a small clip at the beginning of the video showing you the police and also the stalker filming, missing brake lights as well. And that was when I was heading home, right? So yeah, this is where I'm going to end it, showing you my targeting. Oh, no point me showing you heading back to the car because that stalker's still in the car, the same stalker in that white car. So it's no point me showing you heading back to the car. So yeah, keep watching. The video hasn't ended yet. Like always, government stage, false flag hoaxes, crisis actors, gun grab. Keep watching.
Hi there everyone, how you doing? It's Jeff C. It is Sunday, May the 1st, and come across this video here which shows the inside of a restaurant where the alleged shooting took place there in Santa Barbara, Isla Vista. And I want you to take a good look at this because you see these people here on this table here, particularly these two. They don't buy the whole thing that there's something going on. They don't duck at all. This girl looks like she's smiling the whole time. It's very, very puzzling here.
As a madman went on a shooting rampage in California, the video from inside a pizza joint shows people desperately trying to hide.
Yeah.
Wednesday, students returned to UC Santa.
As you can see here, take this volume off here. Especially this girl here, she's definitely smiling as she's looking back. They don't seem to be the least bit concerned that something might be going on. This guy's smiling, but he's like, oh, well, I'll act along. You know, you gotta wonder if these types of videos aren't made in advance. You know, most of the other people seem to react as you'd probably think they would by, you know, getting out of the way, getting down, taking cover. But these people here, they're either just really stupid or they're part of the whole thing, or they know that it's not real. Maybe they thought it was firecrackers. Right? But you can see there, she's smiling. This guy's not moving at all. He doesn't give a damn. Right? Very, very puzzling. So just another piece of evidence to show that this thing is staged. These people here are acting totally out of the norm for what you would normally act like if there were real shots that were coming through. They're just having fun by the looks of it. Yeah.
Cops, eh?
This guy's voice is hilarious. For a
year. You do deserve it. Reward, love, affection, adoration. You think I'm unworthy?
the twisted shooting now has Californians rethinking its gun laws.
Uh-huh.
One politician wants cops to have more leeway.
There you go.
To check on mentally or troubled people.
How many more people are going to have to die in this situation before the problem gets solved? It's just intolerable.
Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution.
Somebody else left a comment here. This is a YouTuber by the name of Bo Roulette, who claims that he was just there 10 minutes before the shooting. Now, we'll read this out here. I was in the IV, so that's the IV Deli Mart, which most of you probably know by now, visiting, getting a burrito about a block away from the 7-Eleven about 10 minutes before the first shooting, when my wife and I drove into Isla Vista. I asked her, why are there so many police officers in the area tonight? And with full gear on, in SUVs. Also, watching the local news that night, one of the girls he pulled up and shot was interviewed and said she saw two people in the car. Yes, we've kind of gone through that before. The driver shot at her and missed her several times at close range and while running. Also reports of the police shooting down crowded roadways at a man running on foot. I wonder how many people the cops shot and the dude actually shot. Also found it odd that they did not find people in his apartment till the next day. Why would they not have gone directly there to, you know, wouldn't you just go right to his apartment to see if there's anybody else he's killed that evening, right? Yeah, it's all totally bizarre. And he's saying that the city is looking for more money for police in the area after Deltopia. I'm not sure what Deltopia, and possibly looking for to find a way to force out private housing and make room for more state-funded housing they are building now. New rules and regulations, property owners have to sell or upgrade. Give them more power to regulate around the campuses nationwide. There's many different agendas that can be served with a shooting like this, but I do really appreciate. Now, this is if you're someone that lived in the area and you saw stuff, if you were, you noticed a heavy police presence before the shooting, the alleged shooting took place, this is really important information. So if you have that information, you have to come out with it. You can contact me through a private message if you want, if you're afraid of revealing who you are. Totally understand. But that's really solid. I mean, if anybody has video showing police or photographs of police heavy in the area just before the alleged shooting took place, then it's solid proof to show that it is a staged event. And that's what I think it is. I mean, there's no doubt it's a staged event. There's no doubt that actors are involved, and it's a hoax. It's something that they've set up. Now, what was the last thing I wanted to show you here? Here we go here. Now, I'm going to say that I have no idea whether this is true or not, but apparently this video is making the claim that this is actually the character of Roger Elliott here, and that he's afraid to step in the camera. So I'm just going to play it. You can make your own judgment on it. It looks very similar. I would say the voice doesn't sound the same, but let's just listen in and you can give your opinion.
Open up the door! Come on in. Tell the world how much you hate them. Sit down right here. Sit down. You scared?
No.
No, they're gonna love you because you're like me. Have a seat right here.
Nah.
I'm good. There. Wow, man. Roger something, right? You drive BMW?
So, this guy is claiming that this is Roger Elliott here. Let's turn on the music a little bit. This guy here. I'd say the lips and the chin look similar. You don't see enough there. Interestingly enough, though, this was the original video here, and it's the video is private. It's been taken down. So maybe they got to him. I don't know. I mean, I can't say anything, but I mean, it's clear that the guy here that's pointing, the guy with the crazy hair, is referring to him as Roger something, or saying, yeah, that's you, right? Roger, right? Roger, right? So could be nothing. I'll post the link for this below. Just another little piece to add to the whole pile. A lot of very interesting things to this thing. It's a total hoax. It's a total staged event, and that Elliot Roger guy is still probably alive and assuming another identity.